reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Another week of disc golf action is coming your way here on PDGA Radio. Thanks again for joining me. I am Steve Kaczynski. Stay tuned as this week we'll preview several large upcoming tournaments, including the next stop on the National Tour and the largest stop for the amateurs each year, as they will soon make their annual invasion into Kentucky. Also this week, I'll recap what's new with some of the disc golf manufacturers, including what new discs they will be releasing and what types of fundraisers and special discs they'll be running this year for the World Championships. I'll also update you on the latest player ratings and the new PDGA World Rankings. We'll have a National Tour update and talk about the 2009 Collegiate Disc Golf Championships. And, of course, I've got results from this past weekend's tournament action and the rest of your disc golf news from this past week. It's all coming your way right here, next, on this edition of PDGA Radio.
Be a part of disc golf history as the Professional Disc Golf Association and Kansas City Flying Disc Club present the 2009 Disc Golf World Championships, July 27th through August 1st in Kansas City. Make your plans now to join the thousands of disc golf enthusiasts as more than 20 world champions will have their names forever be a part of disc golf history. Join defending world champions David Feldberg and Valerie Jenkins, along with two-time world champion Nate Doss, 12-time world champion Ken Climo, and the hundreds of other players from all over the world for what is sure to be a fantastically entertaining week of disc golfing, friends, and fun. It's the 2009 Professional Disc Golf Association World Championships from Kansas City, July 27th through August 1st. Visit kcworlds.com for more information.
You're listening to PDGARadio.com.
Yes, welcome back to PDGA Radio. Well, this past weekend of March 21st and 22nd, had a total of 18 sanctioned tournaments on the PDGA schedule, headlined by a pair of A-tiers. We'll start with the pros at the St. Patrick's Classic in Orangevale, California. There it was Orangevale's own Derek Billings notching a 3-throw win over Josh Anthon and Nate Doss in third. On the women's side, it was Valerie Jenkins cruising to an impressive 15-throw victory over Carrie Berlegar. And in the Masters division, it was Roger Kanzler getting the trophy. Across the country to Charlotte, North Carolina, we go for the other A-tier of the weekend and the Carolina Clash. It has Michael Johansson leading wire to wire en route to a 9-throw win over Paul McBeth, followed by Brian Schweberger and Nico LoCastro. Ahead in the Masters division, the fans saw Stan McDaniel beat up Brian McGree by 2. Elsewhere around the disc golf world, it was Devin Owens edging out Jay Redding by 1 to win the Red Rock Show in Texas. David Feldberg wins by 6 over Nate Sexton at the Aloha Sushi Classic in Washington. Eric McCabe wins in Oklahoma. Clayton Nash wins in Alabama. Avery Jenkins edges Kevin McCoy in Georgia. Joey Keselowski wins in Colorado. Hunter Todd wins in Virginia. And maybe the most impressive feat of the weekend goes to Michigan's Al Scheck, who wins twice at the same tournament during the March Mush in Grand Ledge, Michigan. Al takes down Saturday's Masters division and decides he would enjoy his Sunday by playing even better and winning the Open division as well. Looking at the PDGA calendar for the upcoming weekend of March 28th and 29th, we start to see the schedule filling up and disc golf season getting into full bloom with more than 20 tournaments ready to go, including this year's second national tour event, which will be the Atlanta Open. Only 90 total players able to squeeze onto the courses for the weekend's action, but many of the world's top players will be there for a chance to compete for the 2009 Atlanta Open National Tour title and some of the precious season points needed for the Woodchuck Cider Drive for the Championship. Quickly highlighting some other upcoming tournament action around the disc golf world, We'll see Delaware holding their U.S. DGC qualifier this weekend, and the Dutch Open will highlight the European schedule over in the Netherlands. Coming up April 3rd through 5th is the always popular Bowling Green Amateur Championships. It's hosted by the volunteers at the Bowling Green Disc Golf Club. The week kicks off with doubles hosted by various disc vendors during the week. And new this year, players can check in any evening during the week to get their program, and there is no players meeting. You can practice up to the tee time Friday afternoon, which is 2 o'clock. Final round is Sunday afternoon, and you can check the full story at pdga.com. Also coming up in mid-April is the third annual National Collegiate Disc Golf Championships at the Hippodrome Disc Golf Course in South Carolina. Organizers with the National Collegiate Disc Golf Union have been working to continue the growth and exposure of collegiate disc golf, and it's evidenced by how the championship has grown from just 6 teams in the first year to a full 20 teams this year, with an additional number of teams competing in the first flight division. This year, the Collegiate Championships will play host to teams coming from all over the country, including Southern California, Oregon, and Nebraska. Last year, it was the University of Georgia who won the honor of forever being known as Collegiate Disc Golf Champions.
It's at PDGAStore.com.
Visit the PDGA Store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAStore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online tournament director and officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAStore.com.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio, where the PDGA has recently released their updated world rankings list, but there is no change at the top for either the men or the women. Still Nate Doss and Valerie Jenkins at the top of the list. Early year results, which do include the Memorial, are showing Avery Jenkins slipping ahead of Kent Climo into third overall. Deeper analysis of the numbers show that Johnny McRae could be in the top three if he simply could have earned a top 10 finish at the 2008 Worlds, but unfortunately, he didn't attend. Well, that will happen. Also, the recent hot play by Nico LeCastro will start a steady move up the world ranking ladder, but he will still likely need a top 10 in this year's USDGC if he wants to make a leap into the very top spots. Overall, the top 10 for the men are as follows: Nate Doss, David Feldberg, Avery Jenkins, Ken Climo, Johnny McRae in 5th, then it's Matt Oram, Jesper Lundmark, Barry Schultz, Steve Rico, and Josh Anthon. On the women's side, following Valerie Jenkins is Des Redding, Angela Chigfry, Carrie Berligar, and Elaine King. The first update to the PDGA player ratings for the 2009 season was earlier this month. It shows Sweden's Jesper Lundmark currently holding the highest player rating in the world with a 1041. That's 2 points better than David Feldberg. Des Redding has the highest rating for the females. She's at 963. 1 point better than Valerie Jenkins and 3 ahead of Angela Chigfry. Looking at the amateurs, it shows Kentucky's Marcus Estenfelder, still the highest-rated am, holding on to his 1,004 player rating as he heads into the Bowling Green Ams, which is annually one of the few tournaments he plays in. Meanwhile, Sweden's young phenom Oscar Stenfelt is in, showing a 998. Michigan's Kelsey Brockle is the highest-rated female amateur, currently with a 911 player rating. The next ratings update will be about May 19th. The submission deadline for tournament directors to be included for that update will be May 5th. It's time now for your PDGA National Tour update. We are following his first National Tour victory at the Memorial in Arizona. Nico LaCastro is leading the open division standings for the Woodchuck Cider Drive for the championship. It's after just the first of 10 national tour events, but coming off a strong finish at the end of last year, including an impressive showing at the 2008 World Championships, LaCastro is looking to be a strong contender for the points title this year. In the women's standings, Valerie Jenkins has the early season lead over Des Redding due to the victory at the Memorial for Jenkins. We'll look for those two to be contending for the points title all year, along with a few other seasoned veterans and maybe a few promising up-and-comers. With the loss of the Players' Cup in 2009, players who want to contend for the points race and be eligible for the season-ending bonuses will be required to compete in at least 4 of the 10 National Tour events, as well as the World Championship and the United States Disc Golf Championships. The second event for the 2009 Drive for the Championship takes place at the Atlanta Open in Georgia this upcoming weekend, March 28th and 29th, an already capacity field of 90 players gathering for the National Tour's newest event.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know the benefits of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Welcome back. Well, this week, PDGA Radio will provide a brief recap of what some of your favorite disc golf manufacturers have been up to over the winter months, and what can be expected from them in 2009. We'll start with the company that brought you disc golf, the Disc Golf Association, or DGA, where they're excited to announce the return of their highly successful fundraiser disc and disc golf course giveaway program being offered for the 2009 World Championships. It's the third year of the program, and it's proven to be very successful. For each year, one lucky person who had bought a disc would win a set of 18 specially painted Mach 3 baskets. But apparently, to step things up a bit, DGA will add a twist this year. Instead of one winner, there'll be two. Yeah, two winners will be selected in the raffle-type fundraiser. Each will win 9 Mach 3 baskets in this year's special color scheme, which is a sparkled Granny Smith green. Sure to stand out no matter where they will be put by the winners. This year's disc will be the DGA's brand new mid-range disc. It's called the Aftershock and will be made in their limited edition sparkle plastic. It will be available for purchase from a selected list of partners, their Disc Golf World, Disc Nation, Gotta Go, Gotta Throw, and Sun King discs. Winner will be selected during the World Championships in Kansas City, and you don't need to be present to win. Moving next to Discraft, they're the world leader in disc sports, and they've got a few new disc releases, including the ESP Zone. It's a putter, along with 4 other discs newly released in their popular Z plastic. Those include the Comet, the Force, the Surge SS, and the Avenger SS. Discraft also has a Z drone available as part of a fundraiser for the 2009 World Championships. And for the 2009 AM Nationals, they have a Glow Z Buzz and a Crystal Buzz SS. They have also recently announced 3 new members to their disc golf team. They are Patrick Blazek of Las Vegas, Mike Henry of Michigan, and Dion Arlen of Oregon. Innova Champion Discs has a couple new ones on the market. They include a new putter called the Dart. It's the first disc using Innova's new R Pro plastic. Also, the Champion Groove is out there with its innovative channel on the underside of the rim, which allows the ultra-high-speed driver to be made in lighter weights. And finally, we will check in with the Swedish-based company Latitude 64, the largest manufacturer of disc golf products in Europe. They have a new partnership with top-rated European pro Jesper Lundmark, who has helped them design some new discs, including the Striker, which has a balanced design, making it a suitable fairway driver for most players. It will be available in their Opto line of plastic, along with the Trident, which is another control driver, the Triple X, which is a super overstable driver, and their newest putter, which is also coming out this spring. It's called the Pure. That will do it for this week's edition of PDGA Radio. My name is Steve Kaczynski. Thanks for joining us. Make sure to check back again next week for another new edition of PDGA Radio. Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.